A good Erev Shabbos. This week, I want to share with you an incredible story that broke in the news and how incredibly related it is to a very interesting pasuk in this week's parasha. I don't know how many have heard the story, but one of the hostages, one of the three young women that were released last week, this past Sunday, I should say, was a young lady named by the name of Emily Damari. Emily Damari was her mother, Mandy, is a British woman. Parents were English, for sure. Her mother, they lived in England, and about 20 years ago, they made Aliyah just about, I think, when Emily was born. Very, totally irreligious. They lived in Kfar Aza. I don't need to tell anyone what Kfar Aza. Kfar Aza, I don't think it had a shul. Maybe it did. Definitely a far cry from anything to do with religion and that kibbutz. Yet, about 3 months ago, there was a young boy. Now, I want to be clear. The story was a little bit over the news, but I heard it from a yid who heard the story from this young man. It was a young boy from England, right after Sukkot, this 3 months ago, that boarded a flight, an Al Al flight to Eretz Yisrael to learn in the Mir. Chassidish Bachur, and some of you might know, many, many from Jews, especially Chassidish Jews, find it very uncomfortable to sit near a woman for many hours in a row. Not getting into the halachic aspect because it's irrelevant. It's a sensitivity. Some people don't appreciate it, but what they tend to do is to tend to ask men and women to try to work it out. So it ended up being that his seat was right next to a woman, and two rows behind him, there was a row with two men and a woman. And he wanted to switch seats with the woman. The woman definitely didn't look religious. And he asked her, "Would you mind switching seats with me? It's the same aisle seat, two rows behind. I prefer to sit next to these men." And the woman, like a typical secular Israeli, said, "No, sorry, this is your seat, sit down." And this young boy was a really precious young man who so badly was watching his eyes, and he was very sensitive to Kedusha. And he looked around and he was getting no support. And he closed his eyes and he began to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. He started saying to Tehillim. And he started saying, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make it. I'm usually careful. I shouldn't have to sit next to a woman for these few hours." This woman stands up and says, "Are you saying Tehillim now?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "What for?" He says that I should have a seat next to a man instead of a woman. She says, "Here's my offer." The woman who originally said no, she said, "I'm in. I will give you my seat and switch with you on one condition. My daughter Emily is in captivity. She's been in captivity for over a year now. And I need you to promise me you will say Tehillim for Emily every single day. And if you do that, if you say for Emily Tehila Bas Amanda Francis, which is her name, I will switch seats with you." The boy agreed 100%. And now we're holding, almost 3 months after Sukkot, and the very first hostage to be released was this Emily. The story went very famous. There's many, many different things you can take from the story. To me, it's incredible that even a Jew who is so distant and so far, possibly, from davening, saw a genuine, heartfelt plea from someone who cared, wasn't making a scene, and she was moved by his tefillah, by the authenticity of his tefillah, to the point that she said no originally, but she switched her mind. that this young boy should daven. Now, without a doubt, we're not ones to say cheshbonos. Her daughter was released to the very first group, perhaps because of this incredible tefillah that this young man was davening specifically, or because of her giving up on something she really didn't believe in hashkafically. And again, right or wrong is irrelevant here. This is what another Jew wanted. Whether you think it's right or wrong, she went ahead and did that chesed that she definitely didn't agree with. Probably she was offended by it. But she still went ahead. So whether it's the tefillah or the chesed, that's up for you to decide. But there's no question. This is the story that went out this week. The chizuk I want to share with you is as follows. There's an absolutely mind-boggling medrash in this week's parasha. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu before the Makkah, I think of Arav it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to get up very early. Hashkem. Get up early and go talk to Pari at the river. Everyone knows Rashi. Pari used to try to pretend he was a god. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go catch him to prove him that he's not a god. The Medrash says something. I'm telling you, when I saw the Medrash, I could not believe my eyes. The Medrash says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him early? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashkem. Go earlier. And the answer, says the Medrash, is as follows. You ready for this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, Yom HaShem Moshe, Hashkem, Abayker, V'Siyatav, Lefnei Pari, stand in front of Pari. Block Pari. What block Pari from what? Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm worried that Paroi, from all of the Musar and the Makis that you gave him, he's going to be inspired. And he's going to daven for salvation. And his tefillahs are going to get answered. Moshe, go quickly. Hashkein baboiker. V'hishyatzev lifnei Paroi, go stand in front of Paroi. Incredible. Could you imagine whose tefillahs we're talking here about? A man that butchered 300 babies every day to bathe in their blood because he had tzaras. A man, horrific person, if you want to go through what he did to the Jewish people. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go early so you stop him before he davens to me. Because if he davens to me, I will answer his tefillah. Can anyone right here tell me that they have second doubts? If their tefillahs get answered, if Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, the despicable king that he was, his tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, beware, they're going to get answered. To the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's Yatsev Lifnei Paroi, go block Paroi. Could you imagine such a thing? So the Medrash, if this is not a chizuk for anyone, and everyone for your tefillahs, Paroi's tefillahs, and I'll tell you something even more. You see the Pari believe, why was Pari's tefillahs worth something? The answer lies in the Pesukim. What happened after every Makkah? Pari calls the Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, hatiru badi, daven, that it should go away. He believed in the power of tefillah. And he kept on saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, go daven, go daven. When you believe in the power of tefillah, tefillahs work, even if your name is Pari. My dear friends, what are we supposed to say? If we believe in the power of tefillahs, tefillahs work. When Mandy Damari this week, or 3 months ago, who's secular, chose and believed that this young bacher's tefillahs are authentic, to the point that she went ahead and she worked on herself. And she said, if you promise a daven for my daughter, which he did faithfully every day, he told this yid, who I heard the story from. Every single day, he davened for her, specifically in the schus that her mother did something so incredible. What's the lesson here? It's about believing. She believed in this young man's tefillahs. The young man's tefillahs worked for her. Paroi believed in Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs. And may the tefillah work for him. It's about us believing in our tefillahs. We have chaylim in our community. And we have to daven. Whether it's Shmuel Chaim, Medina Esther, Zev David ben Sarah ben Joan, whoever it is, it makes no difference. People for Shidduchim, people for children, people for babies. Is anyone on this call worse than Pari? I don't think so. And remember, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Oyvei Moshe Rabbeinu, be careful, because Pari's tefillos might come. That's the chizuk we are going to take from this week's parasha. That even Pari's tefillos count. And if I may add, Lahabdul, of course, but even this woman, Emily Damari, who I don't know if she ever davened on her own. Again, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. But she believed in this Bachar's tefillos, because he was davening for something that she didn't even believe in. But she just saw his authentic tefillah. And she saw how much it meant to him. And the tefillos worked. This is the chizuk we're taking out. Remember this medrash and never forget it. Even Pari's tefillah counts. Never, ever will you second guess if the power of your tefillah works. Because we have Pari, and we have the inspiration from this week's story. A woman who went ahead and worked on herself to believe in tefillah. And that's Choshiva Zaycha. May we be Zaycha that all of the hostages come out. The ones that are alive, the ones that are not alive, should come out Mizaycha to Kfuras Yisrael. And we should be Zaycha in the Schus of Tefillah to all the Yeshuas that we are davening for. Have a wonderful Shabbos.